mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already Thursday, the 18th day of November 2004. National ID dead for now. That's the headline. We'll be covering that. And we have Congressman Tom Tancredo coming up a little bit later in the broadcast to talk about the national ID card, to talk about the open borders, to talk about a lot of the key issues. Congressman from Colorado. We're lining up Ron Paul as well for today or tomorrow. Dollar hits new low against the euro. Government looking at military draft list. This out of the Brownsville Herald, right out in the open, gearing up for that. Russia developing new nuclear missiles. Oh, there are little buddies. Underwriter Labs fires 9/11 whistleblower, the big company that underwrote the steel and stress tested it. Their top guy said it's all a fraud, no way that steel melted, so they fired him. We learned this 2 days ago, but didn't confirm it until today. Iraqis call for boycott of what they call fake elections. Conservatives rail against MSNBC's Oberman for reporting election irregularities. And that Oberman is a Bush worshiper. And he's been reporting that the fact that a bunch of ballots weren't counted in Ohio and that a bunch of stuff happened. And so now so-called conservatives, I would say, are going after him. Gitmo trials at Guantanamo Bay go on, despite the fact that federal courts have said it's a total fraud and it's got to stop, despite the fact that prosecutors and others have quit and said it's all a fraud. They don't deserve fair trials. Well, how do you know they're guilty if they don't get fair trials? I already admit most of the people there are totally innocent. Just randomly picked up in countries like Afghanistan or the U.S., but, my friends, we have not had problems since we got different service provider, different servers on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, and other websites. Magically, this morning when we sent out our press release about the new movement I have founded that represents the views of 80-plus percent of the American people against Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign to be president that's already been launched, a very specific, sophisticated, what is clearly an attack took place against the hubs themselves that the server was going out of. They targeted specifically, because we've got a bunch of servers, they targeted specifically the server that ArnoldExposed.com is on. Now, I'm 90% sure this is what we're dealing with. They do not want you to see what you're going to see. But we have another server that PrisonPlanet.tv's on. And boy, if they attack that one, we'll really know it's an attack, whoever's out there. But our IT people are pretty sure about this. This is very specific signature on this. Within minutes, you'll be able to see the press release uploaded on PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And listen, you never know what'll get the bees angry. That's what we are. We're a bunch of bees. All busy running our lives, just trying to provide. And then you never know what'll get us stirred up. When you guys get stirred up, it's unstoppable. Well, I'm begging you to get our press release, to get the data we put together on Arnold Schwarzenegger and his huge campaign to become president that's already been launched, and to email it to every Associated Press, Reuters outlet, every radio and TV station. Just pick 10 or 15 yourself if you're online. Man the guns in the info war. Go in and hit them hard. So we don't have the billions of dollars that Arnold and his supporters have, but we do have people power. And don't let our efforts be frustrated. PrisonPlanet.tv, the press release is going up there. Launch the attack.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The best defense is a strong offense. Everyone listening to the sound of my voice, who has a telephone, who has a fax machine, who has access to the internet, I am begging you to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where within minutes our press release will be loaded, and to email it and fax it to every newspaper and radio station in your area and your states and your cities, Maine Associated Press, Bloomberg, Reuters offices. We're doing the same thing. And if you'll aid us in this, we can have a massive effect. We have the people power. No Arnold for President, national movement launched to stop Arnold Schwarzenegger and his political operatives from destroying the U.S. Constitution. It is so vitally important that all of you go and get this press release and that you send it out to everyone. Now, we built this site in the last 2 days. It's arnoldexposed.com, and it was obviously attacked by someone this morning, and a major router was brought down. It has been repaired. It is back up. That's why we have multiple servers, though. The PrisonPlanet.tv and other servers were still up and operational. But the sites where we had loaded it were brought down. It is back up right now, and you can get those press releases and get them out to everybody. And I want you to be renegades out there. You know, 80-plus percent of the American people are against Arnold being able to run for president. Their instincts are right about him, even though most people don't know the full horror of what this creature is and who represents him and who's behind him. So that's the facts. That's the reality of what we're facing, of what we're dealing with. But the media continues to push, and for a month-long blitz with Dana Rohrabacher and Senator Hatch and Senator Kennedy and Senator McCain and Jay Leno and Arnold everywhere going, yes, I think that Article 2, Section 5 should be changed so I can run for president, so I can shoot for the top. Then he has all his minions out there, Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman, saying, yeah, the Republican leadership wants him to run for president in 08 when Bush's work is done. That's a quote out of the San Jose Mercury News, November 3rd. And Karl Rove's signature is all over this. We know it was Karl Rove, the big White House brain, the neocon chief strategist, who called Arnold a month before he announced his run last year and said, we want you to run for governor. And then I said, that's it, he's running for governor. And he kept denying he was, and then he announced that he was on Jay Leno. Well, he's doing the same tactics. We've seen the same tactics with Bush, the same tactics with the open borders policies, the same tactics on the Patriot Act 1 and 2. They deny it even exists after the legislation is introduced and after their people are out lobbying for it. Just like Patriot Act 1 and 2, just like this new Arnold bill, four different versions. It's even called euphemistically the Arnold bill in the House and Senate. Four different versions of it. And then suddenly all of Arnold's minions, his former top campaign fundraisers and staff, are running this Amend for Arnold and raising millions of dollars, and they're on wall-to-wall TV channels running their ads for free, getting all these donations to push it nationwide in an admitted four-year plan to put him into the White House. It's on their website. And they go, oh, well, this isn't just for Arnold. Oh, is that why it's called Amend for Arnold? And Arnold's all over the television suddenly doing interviews about how great he is, and they say, well, are you going to run for president? Well, I think I have the right to. I think we should change it, but I'm not worried about it. I'm out campaigning for California, helping California. No, all you're doing is pushing to amend Article 2, Clause 5. So, here is the press release, ladies and gentlemen. Americans Against Arnold is strongly opposed to amending Article 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution that bars the foreign-born from seeking the presidency. High-level political operatives from Arnold Schwarzenegger's gubernatorial campaign have commenced a media blitzkrieg propagandizing for a change in the Constitution so Arnold can run for president. Arnold has said for decades that he wants to amend the Constitution so he can be president. Now, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Senator Orrin Hatch, and others have introduced legislation known in Congress as Arnold Bills, or Arnold's Bill, to give Schwarzenegger what he wants. This has been obvious. Well-focused campaign to mold public opinion in favor of amending the Constitution for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold has publicly stated that he has dreamed of being a dictator. Americans Against Arnold founder Alex Jones said this: Arnold's already running for president. His operatives have been dominating the airwaves, despite the fact that in major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans don't want to change the Constitution so he can be president. This narcissistic megalomaniac would have control over the nuclear launch codes if he were president. Just think about that. Let that sink in. From defending known Nazi Kurt Waldheim using illegal drugs and sexually harassing women, I've never heard of a politician coated in this much slime. Americans Against Arnold has launched a counteroffensive that represents the American people's views, the Founding Fathers' writings and warnings, and the U.S. Constitution. To that means we will be running radio and television commercials in select areas of the country to raise public awareness to the real nature of Arnold Schwarzenegger and the clear and present danger he represents to American sovereignty. Make no mistake, Arnold and his minions intend for him to run in 08. Congressman Rohrabacher told the San Jose Mercury News November 3rd that Republican leadership, quote, believes Arnold has turned the tide and that they want him for president in 08 when Bush is done, close quote. We beg the media to go to ArnoldExposed.com and look at the well-respected publications that have chronicled Arnold's frightening activities. We sincerely hope that they will interview the founder of Americans Against Arnold and give us equal time to this important issue. All we've seen for the last month is the glossy media presentation of how great Arnold is and what a great idea it would be to amend the Constitution. Americans Against Arnold, founder Alex Jones is a documentary filmmaker, national radio host, and has been researching Arnold Schwarzenegger for years. He has done thousands of interviews on radio and television in the United States and internationally. To set up an interview with Alex Jones, please call 512-291-5750 or email us at media@arnoldexposed.com. They've had a few people up there debating Arnold's minions in a half-hearted fashion. They're not bringing up any of the real issues. Since he won the gubernatorial race last year, there's been nothing about saying he admires Hitler and dreams of being a dictator. I don't care if Kirk Waldheim's a Nazi. I love him, and I'm going to go campaign for him in Austria, and I'm going to be on campaign posters for him. There's been nothing about all the groping. There's been nothing about just, it goes on and on. And by the way, on the insert for anabolic steroids, I had remembered reading this years ago, and then I went and pulled it up again, and it's true. Even short-term use, but especially long-term use, can cause delusions of grandeur and even psychotic breaks. And he fits that bill. You know, all the interviews he did years ago, it's like, I'm euphoric, everything's great, I'm your leader. I dreamed of being a powerful dictator, a worshipped like Jesus Christ. Oh, let's give you the nuclear launch codes, Arnold. This is a wonder. I mean, this is like a Twilight Zone episode. Imagine a Twilight Zone episode where there's an Austrian who becomes a governor who says he admires Hitler and says he wants to be a dictator and who, on movie sets, according to Premiere Magazine, makes people get on the ground and say, I'm an ugly dog. Imagine a Twilight Zone episode where everyone ignores it and says how great he is, and they're going to amend the Constitution so the guy can be president. I mean, you wouldn't believe a Twilight Zone episode that bizarre. This just blows me away. But I saw this coming years ago. I knew during the gubernatorial run, I said, they got big plans for this guy. I mean, no one would survive stuff like this. No one. Imagine if Bill Clinton or George Bush or Gary Hart. I mean, he's in gay porno magazines. He's in the private collection of Robert Mapplethorpe, the guy that put crucifix in glasses of urine, the guy that posed in front of a pentagram naked with an Uzi machine gun, and Arnold's off frolicking with him, doing private photo shoots naked with reportedly daisies in his hand. And I've seen some of the porno photos, and we haven't posted them. We have linked to them. I mean, this is amazing. Can you imagine if Al Gore or George Bush were in homosexual porno mags? Or if anybody else was, but for some reason it doesn't matter. Folks, we have the majority of the people on our side in major polls. We have the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, and common sense. No one in any other country would put up with even a foreigner being a governor, much less openly moving to be president. We've got the quotes, dozens of them, where he told major magazines he wanted to be president someday and to amend the Constitution. He had his buddies put it in movies where he's going to be president, you know, in Demolition Man. It's very well known this is what he's always wanted. Now he's got his campaign people out running this thing, raising money. Senators, congressmen, Jay Leno, all these people all over TV promoting it, saying the Republican leadership wants it. A congressman has said that. Arnold's good friend, Dana Rohrabacher, and then when you talk to him, no, I'm too busy worrying about California. That way, see, he doesn't get any heat for the policy they're pushing. And they admit that Karl Rove is one of his chief strategists. Karl Rove's looking ahead for when Bush is gone. Karl Rove saw what Bush was going to be 20 years ago and joined him. Now he's behind Arnold. A guy who says he wants to be a dictator is going to have the nuclear launch codes. Look, he will be your president, no way. They'll have a constitutional convention, and they'll repeal it unless we go absolutely ape and educate everybody on the net. We got the power. and I suggest we use it. Counteroffensive! Attack! 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 Attack!
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want? To be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
All right, coming back in the next segment, we'll get into your calls and more on how we've launched ArnoldExposed.com and the press releases we're putting up and all the articles we've written, full of hyperlinks. Literally every statement we make, linked to a mainstream news article, hyperlink, and or his own statements or video of him saying this type of stuff. It's incredible. So that's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. National ID card dead for now. This is from Liberty Think, up on PrisonPlanet.com. Washington sources tell this reporter that the Office of 9/11 Police State, a.k.a. Intelligence Reform, bill conference for Senator Roberts has confirmed that previous sections relating to driver's license, national ID, and other police state Patriot II measures will not be passed during the current lame duck session of the 108th Congress. Former Congressman Bob Barr, who has been lobbying against the national ID, has been telling me the same thing. It is said that either a stripped-down bill with the new intelligence director position will pass or nothing at all. None of this is certain, however, as the conference are still meeting and the lame duck session is to continue until Sunday. So there's no reason to stop calling and faxing the Congress and spreading the word about the police state measures in the intelligence reform bill, like the national ID card to have a job or to live your life, through the state driver's license, or Patriot Act 2 with even more added, also in sections of the Victory Act, Total Information Awareness Network funding and expansion, TIPS program money, you name it. And there's also the bill on the verge of passing for the New Freedom Initiative, and we've got to keep fighting on that front, on that subject as well. So that's what we're dealing with right now. Dollar hits new low against euro. The dollar tumbled against the euro on Wednesday as traders shrugged off the surge in U.S. consumer prices in October and focused more on the upcoming G20 finance minister meeting in Berlin starting Friday. Analysts have expressed concern that Berlin meeting may do little to halt the dollar's slide. Well, their chancellor just said 2 weeks ago he wants it to go down, and it went down even further. Oh, boy. So analysts have expressed concern that the Berlin meeting may do little to halt the dollar's slide, since G20 officials are expected to put new pressure on China to let its yuan currency rise against the greenback. The dollar earlier plunged to an all-time low against the euro of $1.3047, according to Reuters data, as the U.S. currency breached key financial and technical barriers. Friday's G20 gathering overshadowed the hefty rise in U.S. consumer prices for October, analysts said. It's called inflation, with the index jumping by a larger-than-expected 0.6% due to largely a soaring energy cost. Markets were expecting the consumer price index, CPI, to grow at 0.4%, according to the Reuters poll. Excluding food and energy, the CPI rose a moderate 0.2%. Folks, there's inflation all over the place. A car you bought 15 years ago for $12,000 is $30,000. A house you bought 10 years ago for $100,000 is $200,000+. Everything's gone up. Your fuel has gone from $1.15 3 years ago on average to $2 plus on average. It just goes up and up and up and up and up. And a lot of economists are saying major inflation problems, but not Reuters. They say, well, there's a little bit of a problem, but not too much. Government looking at military draft list. It's taken 1 year, 7 months, and 19 days of combat in Iraq for the Lone Star State to lose 100 of its own. Texas is the second state after California to lose 100 service members, according to the Associated Press. With continuing war in Iraq and U.S. Armed Forces dispersed to so many other locations around the globe, Americans may be wondering if compulsory military service could begin again in the first time since the Vietnam War era. The Selective Service, SSS, and the U.S. Department of Education now are gearing up to compare their computer records to make sure all men between the ages of 18 and 25 who are required to be registered for military draft have done so. The SSS and the Education Department will begin comparing their list January 1st, 05, according to a memo authored by Jack Martin, Acting Selective Service Director. While similar checks have been done periodically in the past 10 years, Martin's memo is dated October 28th, just a few days before the November presidential election, a hard-fought campaign in which the questions of whether the nation might need to reinstate the military draft were raised in debates and on the stump. Oh, they've got the draft board set back up, which they haven't done in decades. It's Vietnam, close of that war. We'll come back, take your calls, get into a ton of news. I'm Alex Jones. ArnoldExposed.com. Check it out. It's up there for you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Pam got some mud out of her 3-year-old's shirt. Jason had a wine stain on his countertop, now gone. Halloween makeup from Karen's kid got on the carpet, no trick. It's gone too. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the powerful bubble-up technology in BioWalk Citrus Concentrate. Kelly brought a puppy home and it left a mess on the new carpet. Now her carpet still looks brand new. Fran said, it's the most effective pet odor removal product she's ever encountered. What do these people have in common? They've discovered the power of PAWS, or Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, from BioWalk. Have you discovered the BioWalk family of products?
Just in for BioWox, their November special. You get 2 quarts of BioWox Citrus Concentrate, 2 dilution bottles and sprayers, and 2 32-ounce bottles of PAWS for only $44.95. That's a savings of nearly $45. Clean your house in time for the holidays by calling 866-246-6943. That's 866-246-6943, or visit BioWox.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
My friends, I cannot describe to you how horrific it is when you really research Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, the guy in front of thousands of people, and there's multiple prominent witnesses that have gone public, and he's not challenged it, where he began screaming how much down with the blacks, down with the N-words, how he would just constantly get in black people's faces and tell them how bad they were. Arnold admitting being in orgies with a bunch of men and one woman. Arnold in homosexual magazines. Arnold saying he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator and admires Hitler and dreams of being a dictator. Arnold openly smoking marijuana. The point is it's all out in the open, admitting to steroid use. Campaigning for Kurt Waldheim, a top Nazi in Serbia. At the height of a scandal. I mean, he's allowed to do anything. And I want you to imagine him with the nuclear football as the president. Because Dana Rohrabacher, a senior congressman, says the Republican leadership wants him for president in 08 to replace Bush. It's open in the newspaper. And then suddenly all these minions are all over TV, wall to wall, how great it'll be. And Arnold's like, oh, shucks, I don't know. I think I should be able to run, but I'm not worried about that. I'm serving California right now. So our press release is up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's up on Infowars.com. It's up at ArnoldExposed.com. Get it. Email it out to every Reuters, AP, every radio station, every TV station. Call them. Ask if they got it and say, look, major polls that we have listed on the site, 80-plus percent, some polls 98%, are against Arnold Schwarzenegger being able to run for president and amending Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. So what are you going to do about it to stop it? Do we have Congressman Tom Tancredo? Yeah, he's on the floor right now, and we're either getting him today or tomorrow. A lot of stuff happening here at the end of the lame duck session. That's why I was told he was coming on Friday, and then I was told he was coming on today. I, you know, might call my producer about that and see what's going on. Thanks a lot. It's like a war room here, folks. We just got so much happening, so much corruption, so much stuff to deal with. It just never ends. None of this. It's just massive. So the question is, you know, 80-plus percent of Americans in major polls are against open borders, but the media and the Republicans and the Democrats keep pushing us and telling us how good amnesty is. We can't put up with that. They keep denying they've got plans for a draft when the bills are introduced and the Selective Services set back up the draft boards. We got to push that and document it's happening. But now it's so clear, Arnold's got his former campaign chiefs running around pushing this amend for Arnold. They're all over TV. Arnold's got all these senators and congressmen and people out pushing it. It's so obvious. They're raising money for it, running ads. And so now, my friends, I have not asked for money from my listeners in 5 years, since early 1999. I mean, we've had Gun Owners of America on and all these other groups and the Paragon Foundation for land rights, and we've tried to raise them money. When we built a memorial church for the Branch Davidians that died, for the police that died, for everybody that died there, we raised money, and it all, 100%, I even donated over $2,000 myself, went to building that memorial church. But now, 5 years later, this is important enough that I'm asking you to go to ArnoldExposed.com and to give $5, $10, $20, $100. So that we can start in Texas and California running radio ads in the next few weeks, then select TV ads. And obviously, all this is to do is to force the mainstream media to then cover what we're doing. I mean, they spend a couple $100,000, Arnold, a Men for Arnold's group, run by his former, you know, campaign head, finance head, and then they get international attention to get their ads run. So the point is, we need that seed money to do this, so go to ArnoldExposed.com. And what were you just telling me, sir? Okay, great. We do have him in the middle of a lot of business going on. We're honored to have him. Congressman Tom Tancredo from Colorado. Congressman, good to have you on with us, sir.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Sir, Bush has come out, as you said he would, as he did right before 9/11. He wants blanket, total amnesty. Then he says it isn't an amnesty. Can you tell us what this legislation that McCain and others have introduced would really do?
Yeah, well, it will provide a way for people who are presently here illegally to have that that event, I guess, erased from their record and prepare them for eventual citizenship. It is rewarding people who break the law. That's as basic, I guess, as I can make it.
Bush's proposal from his State of the Union earlier this year was it's not an amnesty, but anybody who's here for the next 6 years is legal. If you can get here, you're legal, and corporations can pay to bring you here, skilled or unskilled. How does this mesh with the new proposal?
Well, it's the president has only given lip service to this so far. He has not actually himself sent us anything. He is, and one reason I think he's reluctant to do so is because he's worried about the fact that it may, the possibility that it may fail, which of course I think is very great. And as he doesn't want to be seen as being unable to put through legislation, so he's going to rely on others, McCain and others, to kind of carry the water for him. But these are all you know, look, it's the same pig. They just put different lipstick on it. It's still a pig.
Well, this is a Rovian tactic. Karl Rove told the Washington Times last week, yeah, we're pushing for it. Yeah, we're going to be in Mexico at this bi-Congress meeting. Yes, this is what we want, but it's not an amnesty. And then you were quoted as saying, oh, yeah, same pig, just new lipstick.
That's right.
And this is a Rovian tactic to have all these surrogates go out and openly push it, while the president who's openly pushed it got so much heat, now he drops back and just supports the bill.
That's exactly right. That's the process. I mean, that's the way they want to play it. It is amazing to me, absolutely amazing, that the first domestic policy shot he fires is this one. It's the immigration one. Of all the things we need to do in this country, you know, we do need to, I would make immigration reform number one myself, but I mean real reform. But, you know, let's assume that he's afraid to do that, and that Karl Rove and of course all of the major business and the businesses and corporations that support them are opposed to anything like that, so therefore they're not going to push it. Well, then go on and do Social Security reform. Go on and do reform of our tax system. There are a whole bunch of things that we could be doing that could be a heck of a lot more productive than this, but it's amazing he comes out with something that 75% of the people in this country, and certainly a majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives, are absolutely and diametrically opposed to.
Well, Congressman, the polls we've got in some cases are 80-plus percent, but a lot of the polls, as you said, 75 or higher. The people aren't for this. Meanwhile, we have Glenn Spencer doing drills, sneaking fake nukes across the border in Arizona. We've got reports that Chechens may have come across with something. They're grabbing masses of Arabs and Muslims coming across northern and southern border. We've got 1,000 less Border Patrol. The head of the Border Patrol Union has said on this broadcast this year, and the people are against it. It's against the Constitution, but Bush is out there with his minions pushing this, and now Bush has gotten more members of the House, more members of the Senate. He's got the judiciary, he's got the executive, and instead we see him carrying out a policy that makes John Kerry happy.
Yeah, as I mentioned to you before the election, it didn't matter who got elected. The battle was going to be in the Congress. I said he will come at us as hard as he can. This is the way he operated when he was governor of Texas. When he keeps talking, the president keeps saying, I have acquired a great deal of political capital and I'm going to spend it. Well, this is where he's going to spend a big chunk of it. He wants it, and you've got to really wonder, what is it that motivates him? Is it some down deep desire to just see a borderless North American continent and people being able to sing Kumbaya all day long?
Well, it's the free trade area of the Americas was the first thing he did after World. First thing was to say, leave Bill Clinton alone, Congressman Burton. And now he's going to be honoring him at his presidential library today, saying how great he is. And then the second thing he did was go to Canada and call for a Pan-American Union with a capital in Atlanta. But the average American doesn't even know about this.
That's
and now
right.
We've got the illegals getting the Social Security.
Yes, and we've got, I mean, you go back to the issue of national security. Last week it came out that sometime in August, somewhere near the Pakistani border with Iran, we captured an Al-Qaeda operative who... His name is Masari, and Masri, and he is spilling the beans about a plan to smuggle nuclear material into Mexico. Then operatives would carry that material into the United States. They have put so much store in this. I mean, the people doing the investigation believe that he's not blowing smoke at him, that he's really and truly talking about a real live plan, and so Ridge immediately contacted the Mexican government, and you know, I mean, for what good that is, and saying, you know, we need some help down here. You've got to help us start to secure these borders. Well, of course, Mexico has absolutely no intention of doing that.
They print millions of comic books for the children and the peasants to teach them how to come up here and give them survival packs, and their people then lobby in New Mexico and Arizona to have water stations put in and safe houses all over the place. And then Vicente Fox earlier this year, came to Austin, Texas, and I bullhorned him and was there with Rick Perry giving him an award for not following the law. Turned out Perry's chief border relations individual is a registered Mexican lobbyist, which, by the way, is illegal in the state of Texas. Then they tried to silence the reporters that put that out. He was here giving awards to Wells Fargo for trying to issue them a private ID card that Texas was going to accept. I mean, we have open foreign government in our nation trying to influence us with aid from D.C.
Yeah. But things, I guarantee you, are changing a little bit around here. You know, that Time magazine article about a month and a half ago, that front page that said who left the gate open, and then 15 pages of an article that honestly looked like they had perhaps plagiarized many of my speeches. Anyway, it was that was the start of a. I mean, that was an indicator of a sort of tectonic shift in opinion among the elites in the country and among much of the media. And also, that has already filtered into this House. I have talked to members of the House who said to me, you know, we were willing to give George Bush a pass during the campaign because we didn't want to be attacking him during the campaign. But, you know, now the gloves are off, and if he tries this, we're going to fight him tooth and nail. The system is working. People are actually making their will known through their elected representatives. You know, for whatever reason that the president is so committed to this, all I know is that we've got to be ever vigilant here. Stop him every place we get the chance.
Well, Congressman, you were reelected last time with a percentage that is up there in the highest levels of national records. What was it, 63%?
Yes.
Okay. Now, 75, 85, the different polls are, you know, 10 points in between those numbers. The majority of Hispanics in major polls know this is destroying our economy, our sovereignty. They try to make it a racial issue, like, oh, you don't like immigrants. Look, there's 6.25 billion people on this planet. They can't all come here. And you are a national figure. Earlier this year, and Human Events reported that Bush has been targeting you, going after you. Rove has been going after you. But on this issue of destroying our sovereignty, I got to get your take on this. Arnold Alo Schwarzenegger is on record saying he dreams of being a dictator. He's for open borders. He's for all this. He's got Karl Rove advising him. It's the same tactic. He's got this group out pushing for him, his former campaign people. He's got Rohrabacher. He's got Hatch. All these people, who's also for open borders, Hatch. McCain for open borders pushing for him. They've got this movement, and then Arnold plays the same game. Oh, well, I'd like to amend the Constitution, Article 2, Clause 5, but I'm not doing that right now. Arnold's launched a month-long campaign for president. He's already running, and Rohrabacher says in 08, the Republican leadership, Karl Rove, wants him to run for president. You want to tell us your view on Arnold Schwarzenegger? I mean, think about Arnold Schwarzenegger with the nuclear football.
Yeah, well, I guarantee you that there will not be a constitutional amendment that will pass, certainly in time for him to run for president in 2008, nor do I think it will ever pass, at least in my lifetime, because it's a solution without a problem. There is no issue here. It is it could be called the Arnold Schwarzenegger Amendment, because there is absolutely no other reason we would even be thinking about it. It is idiotic to assume that we're going to pass a constitutional amendment in this country for one guy. It's not going to happen.
Well, he's certainly putting a lot of energy into it, and his minions are.
I know, but I'm telling you that he can spend a lot of time going after it, because, after all, what's he got to do? You know, he's a rich guy. He's made a fortune in his movie career. Now he's governor, and he's thinking, who else is there?
But he's got Karl Rove behind him. He's got Hatch behind him. He's got kingmaker George Shultz behind him. And they think that if they get a constitutional convention going, they can piggyback this in there. And don't we have con-cons coming up for gay marriage and flag burning?
Well, even the gay marriage thing did not pass the Senate. No, so there is no constitutional. And it wasn't a constitutional convention. Not that.
But I'm saying they're talking about trying to get one for that.
Okay, well, again, believe me, that will not happen. Take my word for this, it will not happen. There is not going to be a constitutional convention called. Not for this issue, not for any issue that I can foresee. No way. It's not going to happen. I mean, when we couldn't, you wouldn't do it. You couldn't get anything like this. We couldn't get a balanced budget constitutional convention going because of the fear that it would spread into other areas.
Well, then why are they so confident? Why are they a month-long campaign that's been going on?
Well, I don't doubt that they are interested to see whether or not the balloon floats, but I'm just telling you, it may
float.
Well,
do you think it's important to slap that balloon down?
Yeah, I do, and I think that it is going down. I don't think anybody really gives it any credence. Not anybody.
But they said that about him running for governor, too.
Well, that could be. I mean, I certainly have been wrong in the past, but my best guess here is that that's a non-starter. It's a solution in search of a problem.
Well, what if there was some disaster and Arnold saved a bunch of children or something like that happened?
Well, I'd give him a medal.
Congressman, I know you are in the middle of a legislative session. Can we hold you over for five more minutes?
All right, sir.
I really want to thank you, Congressman Tom Tancredo. We'll also give out your legislative website so people can check that out. One of the best members of Congress. In fact, I'd say him and Ron Paul up there tie together as two true jewels in a wasteland of traitors.
No, that's pretty heady company.
All right, we'll be right back with the congressman.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the info war. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Our final segment with Congressman Tom Tancredo coming up in the next hour. Your calls and a ton of news. Congressman, you are following the Constitution, the will of the people. You deserve our support nationwide, not just in Colorado where we're on the radio. Will you please tell folks about your legislative website, your phone number?
You bet. www.house.gov, that's G-O-V, / Tancredo. go and especially go to the immigration page on that website, and a lot of good information there.
I've just got a few other legislative questions for you. When do you see, I know they're trying to move McCain's total amnesty, total capitulation, surrender bill through. What do you see happening with that?
It's dicey because if they, well, first of all, it's not going to happen in this Congress, not in the next several days that we're going to be in session here. As a standalone bill, it will not happen. But here's what I am afraid of. Now, you know, this is just between me and you, okay? But what I'm afraid of, course, is that they'll stick it on the omnibus appropriations bill. And
we'll have a government shutdown again.
Well, only if we can muster the votes to not pass the omnibus, and that's almost impossible. That's
but I'm
why
told they're trying to put on the omnibus the Arnold bill.
Yeah, well, that's that's a constitutional convention requirement that can't come that way. Cannot come as part of another bill. But this could. This could. And this is what we have to be fearful of. And so you have to watch carefully. Anybody out there in delays territory, or just make sure that you call Tom DeLay's office and tell him don't agree to anything in that omnibus bill about immigration.
All right, shifting gears. What about the New Freedom Initiative to forcibly psychologically test every child that Bush has got that makes Democrats so happy? Is that going to get in the next few days?
No, sir. No, I don't believe so. I think, but like I say, we have to watch carefully. Anything, this is a very dangerous time.
What about the New Freedom?
Time.
Okay.
As that omnibus starts to develop, it's like looking at the hurricane, you know, boiling and boiling, and it getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and you just got to watch it, because when it gets here, it'll be, you know, maybe 1,000 pages long, and they'll give you a few hours to debate it and then pass it. I guarantee you that I'm a no vote almost every. Well, I think I've never voted for a non.
What about the? Well, I commend you. What about the National ID Card Patriot Act 2 bill, piggybacked on the Intelligence Czar bill?
That is certainly more possible, but again, I don't. That will come as a separate bill. I don't think that will come as an omnibus either. That's H.R. 10, and they are. It's H.R. 10 on our side. There's a Senate bill that's in negotiation, but. All these things are good to watch. Just you make sure that your folks pay a lot of attention and keep our feet to the fire.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Congressman?
That's it, my friend. Just you do a good job. You keep it up.
Well, that website one more time.
www.house.gov/Tancredo.
And how do you spell Tancredo?
TANCRED-O.
Can we have you back on early in the next session?
You bet.
All right, have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too, and a Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Take care, sir. All right, Congressman Tom Tancredo, we're lining up Ron Paul as well, either today or tomorrow. There is a great danger of the 9/11 super police state bill, is what I've dubbed it, with the national ID card passing, you just heard him. And there's a great danger, of course, of the New Freedom Initiative passing. And I do not agree with Tom Tancredo about the Schwarzenegger situation. It is dire, and they laughed about him being governor, and he's got all the biggest heavy hitters on his side, from the Rothschilds to Ted Kennedy to Orrin Hatch to John McCain to Dana Rohrabacher. And he's been all over TV pushing this. They mean business. They're starting their four-year plan to do it right now. It's on their own website. We have got to stop them. We've got to start now. ArnoldExposed.com, the press release is there. Get it out to everybody. We'll be right back. Hello, folks.